All right, thank you. Okay, let's take 1295.
Request of David Murphy to address council regarding Oregon drainage doctrine.
Mr. Murphy, come on up.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Good morning.
I'm sure you guys are well aware of the situation. Southwest Troll is number one with the drainage problem. We have failed drain pipe and water diversion by one of the neighbors right here. I forgot to give this to you. This is one of the pictures of the waterfall that we now have in the backyard. I've had to take the back patio up three times now from all the mud and debris and lay everything back in place. Now, my proposal is to do a temporary drain. It's pretty simple. I used to be in Cement Masons Union, done a lot of drain work, stuff like that. It probably cost about $1,500 to do a temp drain, and one of the homeowners is willing to put up the money to do it. And we could do it with a work crew, take maybe a weekend, temporary perf pipe, and just a catch basin till city has money to actually do a permanent fix on the job. I know the budget constraints and whatnot, but
where's the water coming from?
It comes off Terwilliger Park. There's the path up there right by OHSU.
So it's coming through the park onto your property?
It comes down the park, and then there's an unpermitted driveway at 239 Southwest Whitaker. And so what we get, I have an engineering report here also from a PE. This is a map of the area.
But slowing,
what we get,
water off the park across this driveway onto your property.
Yeah, and what it does, it's called an accelerated sheet runoff. Mm-hmm. The water accelerates down the hill, goes to a focal point, comes on the Southwest Trail number one. It's turned the trail into a ditch. The steps are undermined, and Ken Griffith, which is a housing inspector that specializes in drains, has also diverted the water and pointed it at three neighbors' properties.
And Mayor, which bureau do you think has the primary jurisdiction on this?
Good question, because of the situation. I mean, I think
we've got a park, we've got some runoff, we've got maybe a building code issue.
Yeah, it's probably all three. I would think if it's storm drainage per se, it's probably BES first.
Well, Mr. Murphy, if you'd like to stop by my office, it's in the far right corner over here. Jasmine Wadsworth is my constituent services specialist, and she'll help you figure out who can help.
Right, because basically what I got to do is civil suit against Ken Griffith. He has sworn at some neighbors.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
This guy's bad news.
Sir, just one question. It's titled Oregon Drainage Doctrine.
Correct. So
what's the significance of that?
That's civil law doctrine of drainage. Many of the states have adopted the civil law of drainage.
And that means?
And do you have?
Or just in your own words, what does that mean?
Oh, basically what it means is the upper landowner cannot divert or accelerate dam. All kinds of different things with water. Can't divert water.
Okay.
Can't accelerate water. Okay. And the lower landowners have to do everything in their power to take the water, which has been done. I have four different French drain systems at 3339 Southwest Barber Boulevard, and it still floods out the back patio. It's above and beyond what would be considered normal. I mean, we live in Oregon. It rains.
Right. Yeah. And you've got clay soils and all that to do.
That's part of West Hill silt. FEMA has done back when we had the 96 floods. Yeah, they did. They did a big survey. And Todd Lefgren, there's been another Portland survey done.
Mm-hmm. That's Portland Parks and Rec.
Yeah. So, everybody knows that West Hills, that is considered a landslide area. It's kind of, we're looking at a situation, probably not as bad as Burlingame slide, but same situation, same hillside.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Appreciate Commissioner Fritz volunteering her office as the starting point. As Commissioner Fish noted, there are multiple bureaus involved here. It's the city park, streets, there's drainage. But the Bureau of Development Services is the permit shop.
Right.
So it makes sense for her staff to start trying to resolve this with you.
That's one of the main pathways to OHSU for students and staff off the number 12 bus line. Probably got 150 people a day up and down.
Going up the trail. Probably
maybe more.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you bringing this to us.
Thank you, guys.
Mr. Murphy, I'll give you this, and if you take it back to Jasmine.
Sure.
All right. Let's take 12.